Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.
Long before a jolly man in red squeezed down chimneys with bags of toys, our ancestors knew something else watched over their homes during the darkest nights of winter. Something small, something ancient, something with a long white beard and eyes that gleamed in the firelight. In Scandinavia, they called it the Tomte, a spirit of the homestead, a guardian who asked for nothing but respect, cleanliness, and one bowl of porridge with butter on the longest night of the year. Treat it well, and abundance would follow. Forget the butter? Well, that's where things got interesting. Hello, friend. Welcome to the Haunted Bunker, where mysteries hide. All right, friend. It's time to descend.
Yeah, Josh, what's your mystery today?
What's my mystery? Well, Merry Yule, everyone. This time of the year, a lot of us celebrate the holidays. Christians call it Christmas, others call it Yule, and in Germany, they call it, God help us, Weihnacht.
What do they call it, Josh?
Weihnachten, meaning holy night.
Hmm.
While I grew up with Christmas and the birth of Jesus, and I still know all the lyrics to most of the songs, I now call it Yule and go for more of a natural, some may say original, look to the holiday. Things like decorating an evergreen tree, celebrating the solstice, giving gifts, the Yule log, evergreen wreaths, feasting and drinking, caroling, even the big ones like Santa Claus and December 25th, were all taken from various pagan, Celtic, and Norse cultures. Santa was originally Odin, who would ride on his eight-legged horse, Sleipnir, through the midwinter night sky and deliver gifts. The date of Christmas was actually chosen by early Christian popes to align with the current traditions of those they were eager to convert. Kind of like if Jehovah's Witnesses started celebrating Christmas. I bet they would get a lot more people to open the door when they would come a-knocking. When you start looking into ancient practices, you really do get a better picture of just how sneaky some religions have been from the get-go. Take, for example, my Yule mystery for today. It is an adorable spirit who is for the most part good, as long as you're respectful, not lazy, and leave the offerings of porridge and butter at least once a year on the eve of Yule. If you don't do those things, it can be quite the devious little booger, hiding things around the house, stealing things, harming you, and it might even kill a cow, as in one story. They are the little house spirits known as Tomte in Sweden and Nisse in Norway. My first thought after researching these little spirits is just how fear-based our Christian upbringing has given most of us. For most of human history, the things we often think of as a demon or a poltergeist has struck fear into the hearts of millions. From movies, lore, and religious upbringings, so many of us were taught to fear the very things that the Tomte could do for us and to us. If the lights flicker, something moves, or weird things happen in our homes, how many of us instantly think of something scary? Just imagine a belief based on understanding those creatures and how our reactions might differ. Instead of thinking our homes are possessed by some nameless evil entity, our first thoughts might venture to that little spirit, who is about the size of a 3-year-old with a white beard, a little hat, and just doing things to tell us that we need to do better. Now, not everyone can have a tomte. It isn't like the house elves from Harry Potter. They can and will move out of your home if you are lazy, aren't respectful towards it and the things that it does, and, like I said, if you don't leave at least one offering on the night of Yule. To have a tomte, you must keep your home clean and tidy at the bare minimum to even be considered. They're a very 50-50 type of spirit. Why would they help you if you don't even help yourself? Those who wish for a tomte to come stay with them can make sure that their homes are clean, have the porridge and butter for them, and literally just invite them in. Some customs are based on intention of wanting a tomte, while others say to call out of your door that the tomte are welcome. If you're lucky enough to have one like your home and the porridge you provide, and more importantly, you may be lucky enough to have it stay. Those who follow the rules will get an extremely loyal tomte. At that point, it is said to bring abundance into your home. If you have a farm, your crops and animals will flourish. And if you don't, you can see things from better opportunities for work or money flowing into the home. But if you do have a tomte living with you and you break the rules, the consequences can be quite severe. Not only will it most likely leave, but before it does, it can take away all the good things that it has done for you, and even kill your prized cow by some legends. One folk tale tells of a young girl who decided to play a trick on their home tomte on the eve before Yule. She laid out his porridge offering, but she hid the butter underneath it. Now, to tomtes, butter's like crack. Mm. You know, they like the porridge, it's all well and good, but the butter is what they're addicted to. So don't mess with their butter.
I'm trying to look up what it looks like. How do you spell it?
T-O-M-T-E.
Okay.
They're so cute. Like, they look like gnomes, essentially. Gnomes are more forest guardians, and while the tomte do live in the forest, they will come stay in your home with it. They're kind of like cousins. Santa. Yeah, exactly.
It's a gnome Santa.
Well, when she hit the butter, the disrespect angered the tomte, and he took his porridge to the barn and killed their prized heifer. He then ate his porridge and then saw that the butter was on the bottom. Feeling bad, he went to the neighboring farm and stole their best cow to replace the one he killed. Moral of the story, don't mess with a tomte and his butter. Tomte don't just stay in the home. They do venture out into the forest. That's where they prefer to stay. They are masters of disguise, some believing that they can even shapeshift into different plants and animals to avoid detection. Others think they are just great at camouflage. I've got a whole bunch of them around my house, and then I've even got little ornaments of them on my little pine cone Christmas tree. They are known to adorn a red pointed hat and red cloak, which was meant to represent the spirit of the forest and the energy of the earth. And even if you follow the rules for your home tomte, that doesn't mean that they won't sometimes still poke fun at you. Like any of us, who doesn't enjoy a good trick? Sometimes they might occasionally hide your keys or put something in your path to trip you. Not to hurt you, just, you know, a slight trip. Enough to get them laughing at you. And if you're lucky enough, you may even hear them laughing, which is what I was talking about earlier. If you're in your home and you trip and you hear something giggle, our first thought would probably, oh God, there's a ghost.
Right.
Call the priest.
Exorcise the demons.
Yep. Well, all of that's nothing to be afraid of. It's just their way of letting you know that they are in your home and that they like you. like us. We only pick on you if we like you.
Right.
For our ancient ancestors, the Tomte was a spirit of resilience, a reminder that no matter how long, dark, and hard the winter may be, we can get through it with resilience and by not being lazy. Don't forget, winter wasn't always just a time when you had to shovel the driveway and warm up your car before driving. For much of our history, it was a bleak, oftentimes heartbreaking season. If you were old or young, you literally had to come with the terms that you might not make it to see the spring. Either by sickness, hunger, or the cold, a lot of people died in the winter. Celebrations such as Yule were meant to be a beacon of hope for everyone. Something bright to look forward to in the darkness of winter. It was celebrated around the solstice to showcase that we have made it through the darkest night and that every day until spring will be just a little bit brighter.
That was cute.
Today, the Tomte is still beloved in Sweden, Norway, and in my house. Some lore even attributes them as little versions of Santa Claus. A little spirit that watches you all year and leaves gifts and sweets in your stockings on the eve of Yule. So, why not add a little Tomte to your traditions? What can it hurt to leave out instead of milk and cookies to some chubby white saint, a little bowl of porridge, and a little bit of butter for a house Tomte?
Well, that's good.
They're so cute. I love them. I started seeing them maybe like right around after high school, you could start buying them. And at first I was like, it's a little gnome. And then through the years, I've become more. It was when Maya came to visit.
Yes.
She saw that I like gnomes. And she was like, well, we have Tomtes. Or I can't remember if she called it. I feel like she called it Tomte Nese. Like both words.
Yeah.
But it's just dependent on what country you're in. She even mailed me one. I've got my little Norwegian Nisse.
Yeah.
It's on my little bookshelf. I've got my gnomes from Wendy. So I've got British gnomes and a Norwegian Nisse. They're some of my prized possessions.
Well, that's funny. You need some from all the other countries too now.
I know. I always leave cookies out just for the aesthetic for Santa.
Oh, yeah.
But I think I'll add a little tab of butter with some sprinkles on it for my house.
Now, do you add milk?
I usually eggnog.
Oh, yeah, that's a good choice.
I mean, Santa Claus will be drinking it, but what he doesn't take, because, you know, he only takes a bite.
Right.
So the rest I'll drink.
Now, have you tried any of the alternative milk eggnog?
I've had the almond milk eggnog last year. I usually just buy regular eggnog and then I add almond milk to it, like 50-50.
Yeah.
It does not dilute the flavor whatsoever. It's such a strong, I don't like the thickness
of regular
full eggnog. Fat eggnog.
Yes. Yes, I agree with that. I normally get regular eggnog and then I milk it down.
Yeah. I'll milk it down. I tried the oat milk eggnog last year too. It wasn't bad. It was too watery for me.
I liked the oat milk one a little better than I got one from, I think it was from Meijer the other day. And I don't know what it was about it. I did not care for it. And it's made with almond milk, but I'm pretty sure that it has like, I'm pretty sure it's like sugar free or something. It may even be like less fat or something. I don't know.
I don't know how people drink alcohol, like eggnog. That was always so gross.
Oh, no, I know.
It burns.
Well, the first time I ever had eggnog, it was alcoholic. It was by accident. It was our uncle's.
Oh, yeah.
And it was in the fridge at our grandma's house.
You're like, ooh, eggnog.
Yep. I thought it was eggnog.
It hurts.
Yeah.
My favorite eggnog is, I've only been able to find it in Ohio at the UDF convenience stores, United Dairy Farmers. And it is so good. But anybody in Ohio probably knows because they sell ice cream too, and it's really good ice cream. But I'll normally get Prairie Farms. That's like a local milk to us.
Yeah.
And they have good eggnog. Yeah, I always dilute it. I don't do full fat.
Good eggnog.
Too thick.
Like a 1% eggnog would be good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Something you ain't got, it doesn't feel like you have to chew it. Yeah. I could never make homemade eggnog and be able to drink it.
Though. Yeah, no.
No.
Mm-mm. I have friends that make eggnog. But like my friends that make it, They don't make it like stores make it. It's more of a whipped cream.
Okay.
Eggnog.
I've had that before. Other people's. It's not like there's not like raw eggs.
No.
In it.
No, they don't put raw eggs in it. For sure, no.
Now, I did make an eggnog cheesecake once, and that was really good.
I don't know that I've had that.
It was really good. It was just like I'm like, what would this taste like? Delicious.
I like a good cheesecake. I need a good cheesecake.
I know. I made one. I made a Little Debbie Christmas tree cheesecake last year.
Modoc's. I'm telling you, one good thing about going there all the time, but because I'm a regular at this coffee shop here in town, I feel like Norm from Cheers. Have you ever seen Cheers?
Hey, Norm's here. Yeah,
that's how it is. And if I don't go there for a long time, I'll get a text from the manager being like, hey, making sure you ain't dead somewhere. But I was in there the other day, and whenever I'm in there, they'll try new drinks. Like, the baristas will be mixing new drinks, and they'll come over and have me taste test them. Yeah. And so that when they were working on their Christmas drinks one day, and so I was helping them pick out the mix. And so they made a...
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Christmas tree.
Oh, that was good.
Oh, it was so good.
I've already eaten like... gone through three boxes this month. I don't get until December, but I've already gone through three boxes.
See, the thing is if I get a box of them, I know I'll just continue to eat the whole thing. I just can't trust myself with them. If they would sell them individually,
it's December. It's 1 month a year, you know.
And the thing is because I have an EV, I'm not going to gas stations because I'm sure that they sell an individual one, and I would just buy an individual one.
But the dollar store has them too, but they are the big ones where the cream ratio isn't. Correct, so I don't eat those.
There's too much cream?
Yeah. Well, they're bigger than the regular ones. Regular ones are, you know, yay big. Yeah. The big ones are yay big. And there's a lot more cream center. It's not the same.
No, I don't like too much.
It's like eating something different.
Yeah.
Like, nope, this ain't what I like.
Yeah.
But they've been around. They came about like right before you were born. So, I mean, you know, we've had them our whole lives.
Right.
So to us, that's like ingrained Christmas tradition.
Right.
I was reading the back of the box the other night.
Oh, God.
It showed, like, all the box designs that they've had since, like, 86 or 87.
Oh, that's cool.
And how they used to be triangles, and then now that, you know, they have the little ridges on them.
Yeah, now they're actual Christmas trees.
Yeah, except the big ones. Those are triangles.
Are they really?
Yeah.
I've not seen the big ones.
Well, I accidentally got them last year because I saw a... bigger box of them.
Yeah.
So my brain thought it said big box. Normally in Little Debbie's, the big box just has more of them.
Yeah.
Not these. They're only 8 of them instead of 6, like the smaller box, which I didn't see till I got home. And then they're just a lot bigger. And yeah, they're just ain't the same.
Yeah, I feel that way. I don't like Oreos with too much
stuffing. I like the thin ones.
Yes.
No, usually I make my own Christmas sweets this time of year, but there's just a handful of things that are my tradition that I get, and that's Little Debbie Christmas tree cakes. I get the white chocolate Oreos, And then I get a box of dark chocolate covered cherries.
Oh, yeah.
That one box. I don't get the other brands. I think it's Queen Anne's or something like that. Mm. You know, the usual.
Yeah.
At least in us. I think that one's Zachary chocolate covered cherries. Those don't have the fondant in the middle. Just the red goop.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not as good.
Yeah, I like a good chocolate covered cherry.
And I eat them all exactly the same way.
I do really like when chocolate stores like have homemade chocolate covered cherries. Yeah. That's really good.
A real fresh cherry.
Yeah, because I don't really care for the whatever that additional sugary stuff is.
Fondant.
Is
that
it fondant?
White stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. There's too much of it sometimes for me.
I
feel like the cherries are smaller.
Yeah.
I feel like that's one of the things shrinking.
Well, they have chocolate-covered blueberries, too, and it's the same size, but, you know, blueberries are a lot smaller than cherries, so the center's like, well, I eat them very, you know, I eat things weird. Butterfingers, I eat all the chocolate off. Kit Kats, I eat the chocolate off the sides and then pull the wafers. Same with Nutty Bodies. And so chocolate-covered cherries, I nibble the bottom off first, and then I lick/suck the goop out until all that's left is just the cherry and the chocolate shell, bell, whatnot. And then I eat that last.
Mm.
Every single time. I would never just put a whole one. When people like take one and just put the whole thing in the mouth, I'm always like, you animal. Like, cool.
Who raised you?
You only get them once a year. So
yeah.
I usually will do one box because they're very sweet. So they'll last me a whole month.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I savor each one a night, usually the 12 nights of Christmas from Christmas afterwards, because you usually get them as a gift on Christmas.
What were those candies that our grandma always had on her dresser that were chocolate and she would always peel them apart? Remember? They're crunchy. They're chocolate bars. They come in like a box of two, maybe. Like they come in like a little pack. I think there's two of them in a pack. And like they're little chocolate tubes, and you can eat them like all at once. But I think she'd like peel them apart, and like they're long wafers. Nothing.
Are you talking about Nutty Buddies?
Probably.
Oh, those aren't candy bars. Those are Little Debbies, like Nutty Bars.
Okay.
Or a peanut butter wafer. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what
that's
it
the
is.
Same. Yeah. I eat them in the exact same way.
Okay.
I eat,
you peel them apart
each layer off, and then because. All at once, it's too much. I like individual. Then that's the same way I eat a Kit Kat bar. I eat the chocolate off the sides and then peel the layers apart.
See, I have not bought Nutty Buddies. That's what you call them, Nutty Buddy?
Yeah, those are my go-to Little Debbie, unless it's Christmas time. I get Nutty Buddies or sometimes the little Swiss roll things, but I prefer Nutty Buddy.
Yeah, I don't know if I've had a Swiss roll since probably I was a child.
Well,
or grandma's.
They've come out with like new Nutty Buddies. Like they've got Nutty Buddy like cakes, almost looks like a Twinkie with peanut butter filling. And I don't want to try those.
I
like the
wrong.
Just the regular. But yeah, no, I eat them. I eat Butterfingers, Nutty Buddies. I eat a lot of stuff the same way, Grandma. I never realized
sound
that.
Like it.
Well, I like to savor.
Yeah,
and, you know. Especially growing up, if we got a Little Debbie, that was like a treat.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to just sit there and inhale it. I want to savor and eat it as slowly as I can and make it last.
Yeah.
Huh. I never realized.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. Because to me, it's just the normal way to eat it. When people inhale a Nutty Buddy, I'm like, what's wrong with you?
Privileged.
Don't you enjoy things?
Right.
See, I don't drink. I'm like a Little Debbie connoisseur. Like you gotta gargle it and smell it first. I hints of red dye number 40 and corn syrup.
Peel it apart and make it last an hour.
Well, even the Christmas trees, it varies. Sometimes I'll peel them in half. Like you would an Oreo.
How the hell do you pour that? They're soft.
Well, you go around with your fingers around the middle part where it's softer, where the filling is, and it's more malleable there. And then you just gently spread it open. And you eat one side that doesn't have any frosting, and then you eat the other side that does have all the frosting. Kind of like an Oreo. I'm very weird.
I would never think about opening up a Christmas tree.
Well, things like
Little
that,
Debbie.
You know, I I guess my brain's like, how can I make this last as long as possible?
I might think of cutting it.
Because
I wouldn't think of...
In my head, I'm like, I really want two of these. But if I eat it slowly and take it apart...
Hold on. You butterfly a Christmas tree,
yeah,
Little Debbie.
I do, yeah.
The same way I butterfly
a chicken breast. A piece of chicken. Yeah. Makes it last longer. It's like you're eating two. And then, well, it's a never-ending circle because I always keep my little snacks in a basket on the kitchen counter. And I'll be standing there and I'm like, grab two, you know you want two. I'll just grab one. And then I'll go eat it, pull it apart, eat it that way Make slowly. And then I'll sit there afterwards like, I'm going to get another one.
That little devil. That little devil was running.
I'm like, I'm just going to get two.
You know you want it.
But if I do eat it regularly, I eat it from the base up to where the little tippy top of the tree is the last bite. I always try to save the best bite for last.
And the tip is the best.
Sandwiches or anything. Well, the tip, it's, you know, most of it's the sides are covered in chocolate. It's, you know, I don't know. To me, I'm like, that's the best. If I'm eating a cheeseburger, I'll eat the side that has the most melted cheese on the side of it. Mm-hmm. That'll be my last bite.
That's funny.
I'll be like, ooh, that's the best bite. It has all the cheese on it. I'll save that till last.
I can honestly say that I've never looked at a cheeseburger and I've thought, what part of this am I going to eat first and what part am I saving for last?
Oh, I do it. Everything I eat.
Before I take a bite, I'll look at something
and be like, where do I want my next bite to be? Because food has, I forget what it's called, some kind of like a depreciation to where, you know, when your food sets down in front of you at a restaurant, it always looks so good, you're salivating, blah, blah, blah. The longer it sits there in front of you, the less appetizing it appears to you.
Oh, yeah.
Which is why a lot of people eat quickly because they want to eat while they're still getting that like dopamine thing from their like, oh, it looks delicious. And then it's gone. Whereas I like to savor and enjoy. Plan out.
Live in the dopamine.
That's why I don't eat in the movie theater very often. Because it's like, if you want me to starve to death, put me in a dark room. I could have all the food in the world. I would not be able to eat a lot of things. Funny. Like Skittles, can't eat those in the dark because I only eat one color at a time.
Now see, I'm opposite because if I'm watching a movie at a movie theater, I want to be snacking on something.
I can popcorn.
I like to
something
be
where popcorn. I don't care what
popcorn, candy, food. Now I say that though, but like sometimes with food, I feel like I want to be able to see it because I'm iffy on some foods. Like I'll be afraid to eat a hot dog if I can't see it because I'm afraid that the hot dogs are not going to be done.
If I'm distracted by the movie, I can eat popcorn. But if lights are on, I will always eat the popcorn that has the biggest butt first.
Oh, yeah.
You know, at Pop, some of them are more like the little harder, you know, exploded pieces, whereas some will have that, you know, thick, white little butt on the popcorn, where it's just nothing but no seeds or nothing. No kernel, I guess.
No
kernel. That's the part Grandma would always feed to the dog.
Yeah.
She'd bite off the hard part and then feed her Chihuahua the little soft butt.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part.
Well, do you have anything before we go to our Unmasked episode, Josh?
I've got one more Christmas mystery for our Unmasked. Go adopt a little Tomte or Nesse, depending on where you're from, this year and add it to your Christmas magic because they're so freaking cute. I've got two or three on my tree and several just scattered around the house. One's above the toilet.
Have you already... You should take pictures of them and add them on Patreon.
I did. The ornaments I have from my tree I put on there, but the other ones, one lights up.
Oh, that's cute.
One's got a glittery blue sequins hat and outfit on.
That's fun.
Got to have a gay one. Of course, they're mostly men. Of course, they're going to be a little gay.
Right. It's got to be. Well, guys, don't forget to send us a postcard or anything fun that you find over to P.O. Box 690. You can title it to The Bunker in Wabash, Indiana, 46992. And that's in the show notes.
I'm going to make a note right now to go check it this week because I keep forgetting.
Go check what? Oh,
the P.O. Box.
The P.O. Box, yes. It could be stuffed full of all types of snacks that our listeners are sending us. You never know.
Just out of sight, out of mind.
I know.
Usually the only time I go to the post office is to buy stamps.
That's true.
Last time was like the Betty White stamps when they came out.
Yeah. I had to go there because they had the whole fiasco with the renewing the P.O. box.
Oh, yeah. That was a fiasco. Four different keys.
No kidding. Oh, my God. It was so funny.
Give me a damn box.
And they felt so bad. They're like, our system's not working right. We're going to have to rekey it. It's just, it was so funny.
They did everything but give us a taller one.
Right.
We got to, I got to get on all fours. God. It's all the way at the bottom. I got to get on all fours to make sure I'm not leaving nothing all the way in the back. Gonna find me a husband that way.
All right, guys. Well, we'll catch you over on Unmasked right now. See you there.
Bye. Bye.
The Tomta, the Nissa, house spirits who've watched over Scandinavian families for centuries. Were they just folklore? Stories parents told to keep children respectful and homes clean? Or is there something more to the small figures people still spot in the shadows of old farmhouses? Maybe this Yule, when you hear something stir in your home, maybe you shouldn't be afraid. Maybe it's just a little spirit checking in, making sure you've earned your abundance. And maybe, just maybe, you should leave out a bowl of porridge with plenty of butter on top. The lights are dimming, the bunker door is closing, but the mysteries, they're just getting started. I'm Shane Waters. Stay curious, stay skeptical, and stay a little bit scared. Good night, friend.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.